This is Four Quarter Friday here with you. I'm Rob Williams, and I have Lou Bajak with me from the state newspaper. Lou, it's great to be with you as always. We know that you are a wealth of knowledge, the man, the myth, the legend, the goat, the guru in the Midlands especially. We want to hear from you, what you're hearing, what you're seeing, and we appreciate you taking some time to be with us. How's it going? What's your preseason look like?
It's going good. I got to see some football this week. Lower Richland hosted a six-team scrimmage Monday night. It went pretty good. Got to see Lower Richland, Lou Goff, Hammond, Bamberg, defending Class A champs, Midland Valley, and Fox Creek. So got to see a lot of teams, some players. Obviously, get to see South Carolina commit Jackson Ross, who was outstanding in all three games that he played in, because each team played three different opponents, and he looked really good along with Hugh Manning. That defense is going to be really good. They were missing some people because of injury and that, but I think defensively they're going to be very strong. Lou Goff, wanted to see them. A lot of attention has been drawn to them. They've got a lot of talent, especially on offense, with Richardson going to Coastal Carolina. You got Coleman on defense going to Coastal Carolina. A lot of weapons on offense. Tyon Fanning, who came over from White Knoll. They got him playing running back, and he also played he's playing some linebacker / defensive back. So got to see him. He didn't do that at White Knoll. So a little variety there. So, yeah, it's good. And then got some jamborees this weekend at Lexington and Richland County Sportsorama. So it'll be good to see some more high school football as we get ready to begin the regular season next week. For most teams, I know there's a couple of Skeezer games, week zero this week, but only Ben Lippin and Northside Christian open up this week for the local teams.
What about Bamberg? You mentioned them, you know, the defending Class A champions. The Rivals composite rating has them a little lower than maybe some people would have expected. Fairfield kind of has the reins as the number one team in Class A going into this year, according to those rankings. What did you see out of Bamberg yesterday, if anything, that kind of talks about their title defense in 2026?
I think they got 18 starters back. Their quarterback's dynamic. He plays on offense and defense. He's really fun to watch. Threw a couple nice deep balls. I think they're going to be a factor. I voted. We had the statewide media poll that came out this week. And they, I voted them. They were my number one pick. But I know Fairfield ended up getting the nod. But I think they have a good chance. Class A is going to be really loaded with the two. And it's going to be interesting to see the split, where it's going to be between the bigger and smaller. So I don't know where Bamberg will fall in there. I know Fairfield will be bigger. Abbeville will be bigger. So we'll see that in a little bit as the season goes along. But, yeah, they're definitely going to be ones to watch.
When you look at teams with new head coaches, Lou, I feel like there's so many schools this year. I don't know if you've been doing this for a lot longer than I have, and like I said, you are if I need anything, I feel like the encyclopedia of prep sports in the state of South Carolina, I need to call you. But can you remember a year where there was this much turnover, where it really just dominoes when you hire one head coach and then you have to replace him with another head coach, and it goes on and on and on? What are you looking for with some of these teams that have first year head coaches in 2026?
Yeah, I think we had maybe a little bit more in the Midlands last year than this year, but still the domino effect with, you saw Drew Marlowe when he leaves South Florence, and then he goes to Sumter, and then Scott Braswell gets a job, and then they got to fill Greg Wright leaves Timberland to get the Dutch Fork defense coordinator job. So, yeah, it's been kind of a domino. I'm looking forward to see both of those, South Florence and Sumter, how they do. Obviously, Drew Marlowe, his record speaks for himself, and see what he does now going back to Sumter, place he knows pretty well. Scott Braswell, they scrimmaged the other night against Camden and Irmo, and him finally getting that first head coaching job, he brings a lot of energy to the program. I mean, see if he can keep it going. South Florence is really build itself into a powerhouse. And then in the Midlands, you got a couple Carolina guys. You got guys like Corey Helms taking the step up from Pelion to Chapin. Chapin obviously struggled last year, but he's brought a lot of energy to the program. I know he even had him, I think they did a camp. They went out of state the first few days of practice to kind of from team bonding and also practicing. And Willie Offord at Flora, tough situation. He moves over from Lakewood, obviously better situation at Flora, but I mean, just the turnover between graduation and transfers. They definitely will be tough, but that region, they should have some athletes. So those two guys looking forward to. And like you said, Matthew Bennett at Pelion also will be fun to watch and see if they were fun to watch last year. Also, not only new coaches, but like second year coaches as well. You got guys like Stuart Young at Lexington and Perry Parks at River Bluff. See what they can do in year two as they try to bounce back. River Bluff had a pretty decent year last year, and they got a lot coming back. So excited, like I said, new faces, new coaches, and just to see how everything plays out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really exciting when you have so much newness, I think. But then you have your mainstays. Tom Knotts is probably the biggest mainstay that we have to talk about, Lou. I know that Dutch Fork has gotten off to a fast start, two pick sixes and a shutout victory up in Gaffney last night against Mallard Creek. What can you say about that juggernaut that not only rules the Midlands, but has ruled the state? What do you know? What are we talking about when it comes to Dutch Fork this year? Obviously, they're loaded with talent. You bring Greg Wright in. What is the future of Tom Knotts? There's a lot of questions and talking points when it comes to the Silver Foxes. But what really stands out to you about what they're bringing to the table?
Yeah, I mean, I got to be. I was out there, I think, for their first practice. They scrimmaged Blythewood and Dorman last week, and then they're a lot of experience. They got a quarterback like Jackson Knotts coming back, but the additions, the transfers, the Miller brothers from Irmo, I think will make that offense really dynamic. They have a good committee at running back. They're strong up front. You got Brody Lorenzo, one of the state's top prospects. And you look on defense, you add Peyton Bishop on one side, and then you got Jaden Worth. Jaden Worth played with Julian Walker last year. Now he gets to play with another Division I guy. And they're strong. They added James Smith from White Knoll. The big loss, TJ Gibson, the standout freshman last year at corner. He'll miss the season with the torn ACL, but I think they'll slide in KJ Dupree in his spot. And Dupree had a good sophomore year last year, and he could do a lot of things. He was former quarterback of Ben Lippin and then playing defense for Dutch Fork. So, yeah, they just can do so many things. And I think Knotts said they got so much talent. The expectation definitely to win the state championship. And it's interesting, though, with the way the brackets will be. I mean, you could have Dutch Fork, Northwestern before the state championship. So everyone looking at that, but it's a long way to go. Still injuries and stuff. I know Northwestern's look good from what I've heard in their practices and scrimmages. So, yeah, but Dutch Fork's just loaded. And I asked him, I mean, I wrote about it and talked to him about it, his future. I think we'll see how things go on. If they win, does he keep going? I mean, his son's graduating. He's 70 years old. Might want to take a step back, maybe. But like he said, he doesn't have any hobbies. He doesn't fish. He doesn't golf. He does like cycling. And then I think he picked up pickleball instead of, he used to play tennis a lot, but with his shoulder. But we'll see what happens. But if that job does, or when it comes open, I mean, it's going to be a very coveted job, and not around here, but around the Southeast.
You mentioned Northwestern. They were on the same field as Dutch Fork last night, but in back-to-back matchups, not against one another. If you set those two teams aside, Lou, who are the next big powerhouses in the state that you're looking at this year to maybe challenge them? Or you have some teams that move down, right, in classification. You got Gaffney and Irmo that are now in 4A. Is it going to be a runaway for some of those teams? Who would you put as your – obviously, you just did your media poll. We're looking at the Rivals composite. Who do you have as kind of those powerhouse teams behind Northwestern and Dutch Fork? Because those are definitely the big two names.
I mean, I think Dorman and Birds are definitely ones to watch. Yeah. And the upper state for sure. It speaks for yourself. I mean, Corn coming over and Bentley coming over to be offense coordinator at Burns. You got Trey Segura. I think they're going to be really dominant. Like I said, they should be right up there as well in the upper state. I think those four teams, a little bit of separation there. And lower state, I mean, you got Somerville, you got Carolina Forest, you have Sumter, Ridgeview. I think Gray is the talent. I don't know about the depth. If and they need to stay healthy, they can make a run. Berkeley also right being the mix in the lower state. So I think the lower state might be a little more parity. I think the upper state's more top heavy with those four teams that I mentioned. I think kind of a little bit of head and shoulders above everyone else, and obviously everyone chasing Dutch Fork, but Northwestern, I mean. They've won back-to-back championships. They got a lot back with Means and the players that they've had. They've lost some players, but they've also added some talent as well. So I think it's going to be a fun race. Hopefully, we finally get that matchup. We've been talking about that matchup. I think they scrimmaged a couple of years ago, or maybe it was last year. But it would be great to see that matchup for sure.
All right, one more question. We'll get you out of here. What's the sleeper story for you going into this football season? What are you looking at? What are you working on? Where can everybody find? Obviously, they're going to. If you're not already reading the state newspaper, then you probably missed the boat a little bit. But typically, I would say tell everybody where they can find you. I think they probably know where to find Lou Bajak. Yeah. But if not, remind them where to find you and what do you got coming up here before the season gets going.
Yeah, we got thestate.com where our stories, and we post them all, and we'll post updates on X at Lou at the State. So you could find me there as well. Friday nights, definitely, for sure, wherever I'm at. Post highlights and updates from all around the game, all around the area. Yeah, we're working on just, we've talked about the Dutch Fork thing. We got some Willie Alford taking over at AC Flora. We got some projects in the works. We're working on something that's going to come out next month about girls, talk about high school football, but girls flag football is just exploding around the country, and it's ready to take off in South Carolina, and you're going to see more teams and more schools. And I think just a little bit behind the scenes of that, see what's coming up girls-wise. I know the participation is going to be big. So other than that, it'll get you ready. We'll have games to watch early next week. We'll media poll every week. We have, like I said, the preseason poll came out earlier this week. Team I didn't mention in the lower state, I think James Island also a team to watch. But, yeah, so that's where everything could be found. I'm looking forward to a good season. All classifications, like I said, should be fun, especially everyone's looking at 5A, 4A. Also, you got Irmo, South Point, and a bunch of teams that are really good there as well.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. We'll be back with Lou later on in the season, and we look forward to hearing from you again. Again, I'm Rob Williams, and this is Four Quarter Friday, where every day is game day.